White House Deputy Press Secretary Dana Perino is live on our 850 KOA news line. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Obviously, the big sticking point in the bill the president vetoed is that timeline for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. If that one portion is excluded from a future bill, would he sign it?
I think that the Democrats know that the president is strong on that point, and I think that they're starting to realize, at least I hope they're starting to realize, how nonsensical it is to tell the enemy when we're going to be leaving. It just doesn't make sense, and I think the president is going to, when he meets with them today, that will be one of the things that he talks with them about, because they have to understand how foolish it is to do such a thing when we're just starting to see the benefits of the new policy that the president is implementing under General David Petraeus.
Dana, good morning. Most every politician, maybe every single one, would agree that something, whether or not it's this or that, but something needs to be done about the extent of involvement in Iraq. So if not a timeline, what?
Well, I think that I'll let the president have that conversations with him. One of the things that people talk about are benchmarks. Should the Iraqis have to meet some benchmarks? And the president would say yes, and in fact he did say so. He was one of the first to talk about them back in January. And the Iraqis themselves know that they've got to meet some benchmarks. I mean, their people are dying in large numbers. They are in this fight as well, and I think they are highly motivated to get things done. They just need some time in order for the security situation to calm down so that they can actually get some of these political reconciliation pieces finished.
Benchmarks versus timeline, isn't it just semantics?
No, I think that one of the things that the president resists is our dates. Dates that signal to the enemy, this is when we are going to leave, or this is when we're not going to provide the money. You know, what's interesting is Senator Reid and Speaker Pelosi have gone around saying that the president should understand that there's no military solution in Iraq. Well, the president does understand that. What's just so ironic is that when they sent the bill to the president yesterday, the one he vetoed, they actually cut $240 million out of the bill that the president's requested for political reconciliation and economic reform. And so there does have to be some sort of a give and take in a negotiation. I think surrender dates are just not going to be on the table for the president.
From the White House press office, Dana Perino joining us on the 850 KOA news line. I don't know if this is presidential policy, Dana, and I don't know the answer. I don't know if you do, but we got an email from a listener, and I'll just summarize the question from the listener. Why has the president not attended a funeral for a fallen U.S. soldier killed in Iraq or Afghanistan? I don't know the answer this person emailed in. Do you?
Well, yeah, you know, the president yesterday, in fact, met with six more families of the fallen while we were at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. And the president grieves for every single one of them. He sends a personal letter to every one of the families. But one of the things that the president has struggled with is, which one do you attend? And how do you make that choice? And how do you prevent someone's feelings from being hurt if you don't come to all of them? And obviously the president couldn't go to all of them. He does grieve for each and every one. He reads those blue sheets in the morning. It's the first thing he sees every day. And he spends a moment looking at them, praying for them, and swallowing, and then getting on with his date in order to make sure that we finish this fight and we fulfill the mission that the families always tell the president, please do not let my kid die in vain.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Dana Perino, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.